This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Summer Safety Event. Through August 8th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, get an all-wheel vehicle alignment for only $69.99 on most cars. And die-hard chargers starting as low as $19.99. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Quiznos 5-4-3 lunch menu song. 5-4-3, 5-4-3. Get a $5 large sub, woohoo, or two items from the choose to menu. Over a foot of flavor with a toasty torpedo for just $4. Or a toasty bullet for $3 with 5-4-3. Every day at Quiznos. Toasty.
At participating Quiznos for a limited time.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away by Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. It's time for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation throughout the Tri-Cities and Central Nebraska. We're glad you're along with us, and for like the 16th time in 17 shows, we're on the road. And today, not too far on the road. We're just down the street at Grand Central Apple Market here in Kearney, helping the Kearney Little Leaguers raise some funds as they get ready to go to the Central Region Tournament in Indianapolis this weekend. And yes, folks, this is one step away from the Little League World Series. And so a big opportunity here. A local team has a chance to do well. And we're going to talk about the Legion teams. We're going to talk about the Little Leaguers. We've got football talk today. More talk on UNK heading to the MIAA. And all of that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. But let's get the details out of the way early. Daddy, this is really the first time we've mentioned a lot about hot dogs since our contest a month ago.
Yeah, it really is. A great opportunity to get down, donate a little money to the kids, see them off on their way to Indianapolis. Looking forward to that. Doug, I might mention Roberto and Ali set to join us at the bottom of the hour. Yes, that's where that wraps up last night. Roberto and Ali will be here.
The existence just continues in the first minute of every show lately.
They will not be here. Okay, they are not going to be here, but we do have some great guests for you today.
That's right. Steve Sponberg is going to join us with the Kearney Legion, talk about their going off to the Central Regional. Also going to be talking with Danny Watkins from Baylor as our Big 12 preview continues. Whole deal with Danny is he's not just an offensive tackle. Here is a kid that was a firefighter in Canada that had no intentions of playing football, and all of a sudden he's playing football at Baylor. 3 years ago he's fighting fires in Canada. Now he's playing football at the University of Baylor, so an interesting story there. We're also going to catch up with Noah Keller, the Kearney High graduate. You know, he was just like these little guys, the 11- and 12-year-olds that were playing baseball and really good athletes at that age, and took it right on through, one of the best players in the state of Nebraska his junior and senior year, and now he is heading into his senior season, did not redshirt, true senior season at Ohio, and he's going to drop by and join us because they're getting ready to go into fall practice as well. So those are among our guests. Athletic Director John McBride may also be stopping by to join us here from UNK. We're a little over 50% confirmed on that, but we hope to talk with the Athletic Director for a few moments today, and hopefully Chancellor Doug Christensen on the program tomorrow.
Now, obviously, the big news this week when UNK is making the move to petition or to put out a letter of acceptance into the MIAA. Switch conferences, much like the Nebraska Cornhuskers going to the Big Ten. They're switching conferences to the MIAA. which gets you into the center part of the nation and gets you out of the mountains and out of the RMAC conference.
But let's not confuse this with Nebraska because of the timing, because this, in my opinion, is so much different than Nebraska. And Chancellor Christensen, when we had him on the show last month, talked about that. He goes, this is not a win at all costs in Division II like it is in Division I to fund your programs and keep things going.
But Doug, once you enter this conference, isn't it more of a win at all costs when the limits are the where they are set at compared to the RMAC?
Tony, I'm just not going to sit here on the show and bust UNK and the decision makers up over this. I totally disagree with what's going on here. I think that has been discussed, and we have had Chancellor Christensen and Athletic Director McBride on the program numerous times, and I think we're going to have to just disagree. I mean, that's the way things go. They're going to have their reasons why UNK should be moving. And for all the reasons that they have told us, I have not been sold on a single one of them except for the travel expenses. They're saving a little money. I don't know how much money they can actually be saving. So what are you going to do?
Well, obviously, we're just going to go with the flow and go to a different conference. Something was brought up yesterday, Doug, that we have not hit on at all is the level, and everybody's wondering where this money is going to come out for scholarships. Once you seem to enter this conference, the coaches' salaries enter a different realm as well. And if you're Iowa State, you want to be compensated on a similar level, I think, to Kansas and to Nebraska if you're in that conference. If you're Northwest Missouri State, do you know what their football coach is making? I don't have the exact figure, but it's a hell of a lot more than Coach Daryl Morris is making.
And that's going to come across the board. Again, it's not just
football. Right. Not just football that comes out. We're talking baseball. We're talking basketball. We're talking all of the above. So that's something that hasn't been discussed yet, and I'm sure that if you're the offensive coordinator, you want to know what other offensive coordinators are making in this league. If you're Bobby Crocker, the defensive coordinator, you want to know what they're making. If you're assistant basketball coach, you want to know what they're making down the road and want to be on par with them if you're going to compete with those schools.
Well, and again, you have to trust in the gentlemen and ladies that are making the decisions that they know all about this, because one of the quotes that I keep playing over and over in my mind from Chancellor Christensen joining us what's been about 3 weeks ago now is that he said, we don't want to look back in 2 or 4 years and go, oh, where are we at, whether they were with the RMAC or the MIAA. And there are so many things here. This is happening so quick. And again, you say it's happening so quick. It really isn't, because they've been looking for the last 2 or 3 years. I think the MIAA just finally opened things up. It's going to go to a 16-team league. But again, Tony, I looked it up last night. Lindenwood of Missouri is in St. Charles, Missouri. You've got Northeastern Oklahoma State, and you've got Central Oklahoma. All of those are over 8-hour trips, according to MapQuest, on a vehicle, on a car. There are 550-mile trips. So immediately you're bringing three schools into the conference and telling me that you're going to see less travel. Now, I understand Western New Mexico is not going to be in there, and you are looking at possible schools from Utah and Montana joining. One thing that I don't understand is why, if the RMAC's going towards 16 teams, then once again your travel would be limited, because would UNK ever have to go over the mountains again? You'd have Shadron, you'd have UNK, you'd have all the Denver schools, and you might have one school that you'd have to, you know, move along geographically, and it would severely cut. Again, there's so many questions that I don't have answers for. I have not heard the answers for, and if I have heard them, I guess some of them I don't agree with, and that doesn't mean I am the person that should be making this decision or you're the person that's been making this decision, but this is the future of the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
384 miles, I think, or 344 miles to Shadron, and that is Kearney's closest competitor in the RMAC conference. Now, it was said, I believe it was yesterday, Buck Mahoney's article said that there are five schools within driving distance that are that distance or closer to the University of Nebraska. If that's the case, yeah, you're going to eliminate some travel expense. But the only thing we're coming up with, Doug, and we say this again, is we're only talking gas, because the number of nights stayed over are still going to be relatively the same, we think.
Well, and another thing is, and I don't know if this has any, it has something to do with it, but this idea that UNK needs to continue their series with UNO is hogwash, is total BS. if you want to play with some of the teams that are out there, that's fine. If you want to find a way to schedule, I mean, don't cater to UNO, Nebraska to Texas. You know what? If UNO doesn't have time to play you, fine. Their loss. Not UNK's loss, UNO's loss. If you want to play Fort Hays State, find a way to get Fort Hays State on the schedule.
I totally agree with you. Now, geographically, there's only so many conferences that make sense for UNK to join. Is this the one? Apparently they think so. Obviously, you get the RMAC, you get the MIAA, and then you've got that NCC thing with Minnesota, Duluth, Mankato, and then that would be
Wayne State.
That would be the third option, I think. Obviously, they think this one geographically makes the most sense for us. It's just going to, you know what? If UNK is going to support it and going to fund it and has a way, and maybe they've got an ace in their back pocket that they're waiting to play, where things are going to be fully funded and the things are going to be supported, you know what? I'm all on board. I couldn't be more happy with this decision.
Oh, when they go to the MIAA, we're going to support UNK. That's not the point. But the point is this time. And I guess, you know, really, Tony, I think all this talk is moot because it's happening. It's done. It's over. They're going to the MIAA. I guess it doesn't matter anymore to voice an opinion against this move because it's happening. It's done. It's over. You don't get this far and then all of a sudden not get accepted or not change or change your mind or move along. And I guess we'll just see how it plays out. Again, the Doug and Daddy Show on the road today. Join us at Grand Central Apple Market here on Highway 30 in Kearney and just down the road from Walgreens and all the fine folks here. So just a block to the east. That would be if you're on the four corners here at the bottom of 2nd and 39. So come over and see us with the Kearney Little Leaguers. They're selling hot dogs and Cokes. I think they got chips over there, water, whatever you want. It's all a free will donation to help the Little Leaguers in their trip to the Central Region Tournament, which begins this weekend. They'll play their first game against Iowa Thursday at 11 a.m. They take off tomorrow, head out to Indianapolis, and play their first game this weekend in Indianapolis against Iowa. The Central Region Tournament gets underway this weekend.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to following all these kids. You mentioned earlier, yes, should they have the opportunity to advance out of the pool, they play a pool play system, then they go to a tournament, which the winner of that tournament, should they be able to advance to that? Oh, John McBride is going to join us, Douglas, so we'll ask him some of these questions. Should they advance that? That is the tournament. If they were to win that, they would go to Williamsport, Little League World Series.
Well, he has not pulled out any weapons yet, so far I feel somewhat safe. But Noah Keller is going to join us with the Ohio Bobcats. Athletic Director John McBride from UNK is going to join us. Let's take a break. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. A service of Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliant. They're the guys who deliver and haul away the old stuff, too.
We'll see some shower and storm activity affect the area early on today with some redevelopment activity possible later in the day as well. With high temperatures in the mid-80s, northeast winds will stay at 5 to 15. Back to 69 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
And we are back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, live at Apple Market here in Kearney with the Kearney Little League as they are getting prepared to take off for Indianapolis. I misspoke earlier. Their first game is Saturday at 11. It is 11 o'clock against Iowa. It is Saturday morning in this pool play. They'll play a game a day, and if they can advance out of pool play, then into the single elimination tournament. And that's where you want to be with a chance to make it on to Williamsport and do some great things the 20th of this month. And what a ride that would be. We're going to talk more about Legion baseball, and we're going to talk more about UNK with John McBride here in just a moment. But, Daddy, it is football season. We've been very busy coming back last week from Big 12 Media Days. MAC Media Days not quite as big, so that's why we bring all the studs out here to Kearney.
Yeah, we do. We just fly them home. We fly them home, and we're pleased to be joined right now by former Kearney High linebacker, now Ohio Bobcat linebacker, Noah Keller. Noah, remember your Little League days?
I was never much of a baseball player, never really that good. I kind of just stuck with football.
Needed more physicality, I think.
I think so.
Couldn't hit anybody out there. Noah, you got an opportunity to once again go to MAC Media Days, mm-hmm. Coach Solich. What was that experience like?
It was fun once again. I always like getting up there and kind of meeting the other guys and being able to kind of put a name with a face for the guys that you hear about and that you play against and whatnot. So that's always kind of fun for me.
Noah Keller joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're going into your senior season, as we mentioned earlier.
Already.
Yeah. Haven't redshirted, but Ohio has been picked to finish second in your division.
Mm-hmm.
I guess first off, your thoughts on how last season went and what you've been doing personally and how the team's come along in spring ball and summer workouts.
Last year was definitely a great year for everyone, a learning year. It didn't end the way we wanted it to. We lost our conference championship game and we lost our bowl game, but that definitely gave us some motivation in the off season to kind of keep working hard and working at it. So we had definitely had a great spring. A lot of guys, pretty much all the guys stuck around in the summer and had great summer workouts, and now we're just ready to get after it come this fall.
Noah, they asked you to become one of those leaders on that team, especially on that defensive side of the ball, like a year ago. That carries over to this year, you being the voice, standing up. Have you always been that vocal guy, or have you had to kind of learn from some different people, or how did you embrace that role?
It's just kind of something that I guess kind of came more naturally than anything. I just try to do the right thing on the field, off the field, in the classroom, just everything. And that's one thing that my teammates, my coaches, and everyone have kind of taken notice of, and it's definitely a great honor to be elected captain last season and be a captain again this season.
You mentioned in the classroom, how does the classroom duties at Ohio, are you going to be able to wrap things up in 4 years?
Yeah, actually I will so far, because they keep us up there for summer classes, so we're able to take classes in the summer, which that helps a lot. And so I will be, I have about 9 courses left, which should be easy to get completed here by the end of spring ball.
Noah Keller joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. So you've been working out and you've been studying and you're going to be done in 4 years. So you have not been contributing to Ohio University being the number 2 party school in the country, huh?
Nope. I've been a good guy, keeping my nose clean and staying away from all that.
Princeton Review had them number 2 in the country, Daddy. Number 2 in the country. Little Ohio U.
Every once in a while, do you look out? You look out your window and just see the kids having fun? And...
Oh, yeah. They especially after we upset Georgetown, they had to shut down Court Street and seemed like there's a riot going on in the middle of our downtown.
Of course, though, he's referring to the NCAA basketball tournament where Ohio got in and wasn't favored to do much and pulled off one of the biggest, if not the biggest, upset in the first round of the tournament. So, are all the sports coming around, or was that, I don't want to say fluke, but do you see that the sports program coming around since you've been there in the last 4 years?
Yeah, they definitely are. We're getting better everywhere. Our AD has done a great job getting coaches and staff together that he likes a lot. So far we had 3 guys get drafted this year in baseball, then had a guy get drafted for football the past, 4 years now. And now basketball, we just won our conference. So I think it's definitely on the up and up at Ohio.
What's the relationship between the football players and basketball players? Small campus, everybody get along pretty
good? Yeah, we all get along real well with them. Whenever we see them out, we're always pretty friendly with all the teams.
Oh, she does make it out every time.
To the library.
Oh, the library.
Noah Keller's with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fill the fans in on what's going to be the strength of the football team this year. Where are the big boys coming back? Who are some of your all-conference guys besides yourself?
There's me back, as well as All-American punt returner LaVon Brazil, and he's also an all-conference wide receiver. We also have back a freshman All-American kicker, Matt Weller, and a freshman All-American defensive back, Gerald Moore, as well as a handful of other all-conference guys scattered throughout, wide receiver and D-line and safety and whatnot. So I think we're definitely we need someone to step up at running back, and we need maybe a little more, just we need it to see if our cornerback can play. And other than that, we're pretty well set everywhere else.
Obviously, a great opportunity for you guys to make some noise in that leading up to that conference schedule. You go to the Horseshoe again. You had an opportunity to visit Ohio State. Many Nebraska fans, of course, entering the Big Ten.
Yeah.
That's the one place. You know, everybody, oh, gosh, we got to go to Columbus, Ohio. We got to go to the Horseshoe. Mm-hmm. What's that been like, first of all, your experience there, and second of all, the excitement level to go back for the team?
Yeah, playing in it 2 years ago, it was, there's 105,000 people there, 106,000 maybe even, and it was, we had them pretty quiet there for most of the game because we were beating them until the fourth quarter, so it really wasn't as loud and as wild as you thought it would have been, but hopefully this next year we can kind of keep them quiet again and keep it for the whole game.
You know, I don't recollect a lot of these instances, Daddy, but I think Ohio State was about a 28-point favorite and didn't cover that day. I don't know why I would remember that. I have no idea. I just kind of – one of the things that was going on that day.
Well, I think he knows exactly why, and I think you do too, Noah. But yeah, you know what?
Hey, by the way, I had the Bobcats.
There you go.
I want you to know that.
There we go.
You know, Noah, you go to Ohio – you're thinking of playing in big games. You were getting recruited by Nebraska. I think there was an opportunity to walk on at that time.
Sure.
Frank comes and says, "Hey, why don't you come here? We'll pay for your schooling." You go there to get on the field in 105,000 people to get on the field in your conference at night on TV, which has been a great deal for this conference, the Ohio Valley Conference. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it's I like exposure. I like playing those big games. I like having the televised games. It's definitely been a great experience for me and great exposure for our team, and just helps get our name out there more.
Everybody wants to know, is there an opportunity down the road to continue a football career, or what are you looking at after this season?
I think the biggest thing is to go in and take care of business here this last year. There has been talk from scouts coming in and trying to do some scouting and agents trying to contact me and whatnot. And but the biggest thing is to make sure you go out and you have a better year than you had the year before, and then a lot of that takes care of itself.
Noah Keller with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When's first practice?
August 9th.
August 9th coming up, so next week things get underway for Ohio. Have to ask you, I look at your schedule. Northern Illinois, Central Michigan picked 1-2 in the West. You don't have to play them. The big game from Temple will be a TV game. That's going to be one of those midweek games.
Yep.
In Philadelphia, the next to last game of the year. So there could be a heck of a buildup if things hold like the media and coaches think they will.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be one of the bigger games on our schedule if everything kind of goes according to plan. Temple is a great team. They're throwing a lot of weapons on offense and defense, so they definitely deserve that preseason rating, but we'll see if we can pull a number like we did last year and beat up on them again.
No, the quarterback situation, you haven't brought up the quarterback. Is that a settled deal heading into fall?
That's still not settled. Last year we had Bo Jackson was our starter, and he ended up getting injured second game of the year, and he's been granted a fifth year of eligibility by the NCAA. So we have Bo Jackson back, who's has seven school records for us and has a lot of playing experience, as well as Iowa State transfer Phillip Bates from Omaha North is also eligible again this year after transferring, and he had a good spring, and he's such a great athlete. And then there's also the backup last year, Tyler Kettleton, who played a lot in kind of like our Wildcat formation, is also back. So we can have about three guys all there in the mix, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes this fall. Hopefully we can get one settled by the end of camp.
Coach Solis doing good?
Yeah, Coach Solis is doing a great job for us. I enjoy playing for him, that's for sure.
Well, Noah, great football season. A lot of winnable games, because you know what? They're more winnable when you're good, Daddy. So when you're better, there's a lot more winnable games, and Ohio's got a chance to do some really great things and maybe take it to that next level, and I'm sure we'll bug you again as the season moves along, okay?
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Noah Keller joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going to be headed back to Ohio for football and fall camp getting underway next week. The Kearney Little Leaguers are going to be heading to Indianapolis for the Central Regional Tournament. That's why we're here at the Apple Market at Grand Central IGA. They've got their hot dog stand set up. It's a free will donation to help them defray some of the expenses going to Indianapolis and hopefully to Williamsport. So stop by, get a hot dog. Then they look, the packages that they're giving Daddy, what are those, footlongs?
Yeah,
they look a little large.
They look lovely.
And they've got chips, they've got drinks. Sway on by Apple Market Grand Central IGA. They're here until a little after 1. We're here, well, almost that long. Back with John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, right after this.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
Hey, we've got Wendell Middlebrooks back with us, the world-famous Miller High Life delivery man.
What's up, Mike?
Well, you've been here a few times to tell us about this terrific program that Miller High Life and IAVA, that's Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, have pulled together.
Yeah, we're donating 10 cents for every High Life or High Life Light bottle cap or can pull tab we get returned to us.
And the donations are all used to help give these men and women a piece of the High Life as a show of gratitude.
Yeah, Bubba. Returning vets will be able to take part in High Life experiences in their hometowns. Stuff like tickets to baseball and football games, concerts, NASCAR races, the High Life. It all kicks off on Independence Day weekend.
Boy, this program is really going to be special.
People are really excited. For example, thousands of vets and their families will get to go to baseball games all over the country on 4th of July weekend. A few lucky vets will even get to throw out the first pitch and shag balls during batting practice.
That sounds like the High Life to me.
There you have it. Hope this program is a raging success. Everyone, make sure you send in your bottle caps and can pull tabs and help give our vets a piece of the High Life.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers, and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some shower and storm activity affect the area early on today with some redevelopment activity possible later in the day as well. With high temperatures in the mid-80s, northeast winds will stay at 5 to 15. Back to 69 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
I barely got to sleep last night, but don't worry, girl, I still had that dream.
And we are back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Gooda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis here with you on location at Apple Market in Kearney, Grand Central Apple Market with the Kearney Little League team as they are getting ready to depart tomorrow for Indianapolis, and their first game is Saturday morning at 11 as they take on the Central Region champs, or they'll take on Iowa in the Central Regional Championships, and we're helping those teams raise a little money here today so they can move on with their hot dog stand. Hot dogs, drinks, chips, stop by and see them, have a little lunch, have a little snack, whatever you want to cast it up as. They're here at Apple Market today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. Danny Watkins from Baylor coming up. We're expected to talk to Steve Sponberg as well from Kearney Runza because they're getting ready to go to the Central Regionals, and they get things underway on Thursday. But, Danny, up next we're going to talk with UNK Athletic Director John McBride here. He is joining us live at Apple Market, but there's also another story today in the Omaha World Herald that's not specifically talking about UNK. There is one, Buck Mahoney's article, joining or trying to join or applying to join the MIAA, but also about the overall expansion of the MIAA and getting some reaction from coaches and administrators that are already in the MIAA. And a couple of things here I think that we've discussed numerous times. One of those, Fort Hays coach Kevin Vertigo said, the way everybody else in this conference is operating, you have to come to the realization that it's going to be different from what you're accustomed. Scholarships, facilities, the talent level from top to bottom, it's different from what we played before. Even the size of the coaching staffs in the MIAA is something the normal fan may not understand. Of course, Hayes left the RMAC conference in 2006 to join that conference. And also, some of the coaches are offering mixed views on the expansion, saying it'll be easier to fill schedules, but they'll be playing many more high-level quality teams right now. Central Oklahoma, Northeastern State, they're going in. Lindenwood has applied. UNK has applied. That would give them 16 teams. And, again, to come in and graciously give us some of his time to discuss what's going on with the move with UNK as Athletic Director John McBride. John, always appreciate it. Good morning.
You guys need a little shade here. There's a reason you two need some shade, just like me, okay?
Well, I try to – it's like standing downwind. If you can stand just behind Tony, that's pretty good shade. So
I want to add to that comment.
Well, John, obviously we've had, and I know you guys listen to the show up there from time to time. You've been busy in meetings, so I know you know kind of what our stance has been and some of the questions that we have had. Before we get into those, yesterday the application was made. We kind of feel that that's the next to last step of this whole process being a done deal. There's the official way, and then I guess there's the way that things appear. So is this pretty much a done deal right now?
Well, the application will be made once we get the Board of Regents approval. So that's the direction we're headed unless something unexpected happens. We've done a lot of homework on this, a lot of soul searching and looking over numbers and figures and things that you guys have talked about. We're alive and well, folks. The athletic department is not on the death's doorstep, and we're willing to ramp it up, and we're willing to reinvest some dollars that we're going to, you know, see from savings from travel, and we're ready to go. There's going to be some work in the next couple of years. We've got to do some private fundraising and have a new campaign for athletics as part of that, and that'll be part of what we roll out here in the next couple of years as well. You know, we're going to be ready to be competitive in 2012 when we join the MIAA. You know, I know the coaches have opinions. I talk to the athletic directors as well. So, you know, we're recognized, we're aware of the situation, we're aware of budgets. We did a study for 3 years, looked at it, and you know, made a determination if things didn't get better in the RMAC, we would look at leaving. what made sense to look at from a conference standpoint. The Northern Sun didn't. We didn't save any money travel-wise. It's very comparable from that standpoint. The MIAA did. There's six schools that are less distance than Chadron to get to. And if you go down through the whole MIAA presently, not the teams they've added, but you go through all the present members of the MIAA and look at it, it's no further than going to Pueblo, to put it in perspective. And even the longer trips aren't that much longer. It's in Adams State. You know, for central Oklahoma, it's not even that far, I don't think. So, you know, we're aware of a lot of the things that are being said, but when you look at $150,000 to $250,000 in travel savings in making a move, that gets your attention. And that's where this thing started, and that's why the MIA came to the forefront. It's significantly different in travel conditions. We want to reinvest the money we spent on travel and put it over into student-athletes.
So many questions. John McBride joined us here. Again, we've heard the numbers, and you and Doug have not confirmed an actual number on savings, at least not on this program. Besides, I guess, the actual gasoline to put in these buses to travel over the mountains, what are some of the other things that you save on? Where are some of the other places that the university will save money with the switch?
I think you got to keep in mind a couple of things. We're reinvesting. I mentioned the figure just a minute ago, the $150,000 to $250,000. That's a significant amount of money to use right out of the chute. We're going to have some travel. We're going to be able to do potentially some one-day trips to a couple games. That'll be a different thing for us. The reason we're doing this and where it's getting lost in all this is for student-athletes. We're improving the student-athlete welfare. They've been on buses for 15 years going over the Rocky Mountains and going on trips of 10 to 15 hours one way and competing and winning championships. And we understand that. They do a lot for us, and we ask them to do a lot. It was important to us. It was important to the chancellor to address the student-athlete welfare issue. And we feel very comfortable with this decision based on that. There are concerns that we're not going to be competitive and we're going to put teams on the field that are going to be beat up and get hurt. And that's not going to happen. We're not going to let that happen at UNK. We got a game plan. It'll be rolled out in the coming years. It'll be laid out in some specifics to the Board of Regents. But, you know, we don't go into this with a willy-nilly approach by any stretch of the imagination. This thing's been studied for 3 years. And we asked a lot of questions of ourselves. And when it became apparent that the RMAC expansion or contraction wasn't going to help us, that's when it became obvious we needed to make a change. And, you know, quite frankly, the stability of the RMAC, I don't know what the budget cuts in Colorado, you know, what they're going through, what they're going to end up with, 12 teams or 20 teams. It's uncertain. So we don't know as we're standing here today talking about it that in 2 years and 3 years from now it's going to be the same conference. We may be voted off the island, folks. You know, they may go to Colorado Conference.
Yeah, they don't want to travel to Kearney either.
No,
that's very apparent.
I'll make it clear here. Doug was the one who thought somebody took a willy-nilly approach. I was not.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but you still don't think we're going to support the football program. And that's where you got to have some trust, people. That's what I've got to say. I've lived to 54 years old. I don't know how much longer I'd live if I put Daryl Morris out there on the field 11 weeks in a row with the current funding, okay?
Absolutely. So, I said earlier today, John, I'm all for it if we're fully supported and we're on a level playing field with those other teams. I'm 100% behind this.
I think the level playing field is something that's where coaches and ADs and sometimes they get in conjecture about what it's going to take and, you know, what's done here will be done for what's best for our program and what we need to do, not necessarily just because someone has one extra coach or, you know, an extra scholarship at some school. We've got to be competitive, and I understand we're not competitive at a scholarship level now as it presently stands, and that's got to be fixed. As I told you earlier, if it stayed present, I'm not going to ask our student athletes and our coaches to go through that.
Obviously it's not as easy as saying, okay, we're going to save, pick your figure, $100,000, $200,000, automatically move that money over to football scholarships automatically. A lot of this is going to have to be generated through private funding, like you said.
That's right. We have 17 programs that we're supporting at this point. We need to make sure that we're supporting those programs and make sure they're competitive too. You know, some of them need more work than others when we make this move. You can go through, you guys know this, you can go through the sports and see sports that have been competitive and that need a whole lot more to stay at a competitive level. And then there are others that need more to be competitive. And that's what we've got to look at the entire program, talk to our coaches, sit down with them and ask them where we are now, where the other people are, where we need to be in 2 years to be competitive starting in 2012. Have a discussion with each coach, go through each program, even our departments in the athletic department too, the training room and equipment room and the weight room and all those people. You know, this is a significant, you know, upgrade, significant competition level that we'll be stepping into. Very fully cognizant of that. You know, it'd be easy, folks. It's been easy just to stay pat and not change. But you know, that wasn't what we ultimately think was the best decision for this institution long term.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, is joining us talking about the Lopers' move to the MIAA. Now that the league is going to go to 16 teams, I assume that some of the folks at the MIAA have discussed what the future of that conference will be. Is there at least a hint that we're going to see that as a 2-8-team division, and thus maybe the teams that are coming in right now, the Oklahoma schools and Lindenwood, would be on the other side of that travel? Wouldn't even matter that they're coming in, because with those three additions, they would be the three farthest schools to travel to, or three of the four?
I would hope so. And our interest in being part of the discussion for the MIA expansion hinged on two divisions with eight teams in each division, because there were ways to make it more palatable from a travel standpoint. And we're not interested in getting back into the same type of travel situation that we have in the RMAC of going to St. Louis every year. So hopefully that's taken care of. You know, it's sort of like Nebraska. I don't know if they get a vote in the early things. I saw somebody ask the question of whether they'd have a vote in the division set up, you know, or how they set up the tournament and stuff. Same thing with us. You know, we're not members. We won't be members until 2012. I would hope that we'd be part of the dialogue if we were coming into the league in 2012 to be able to discuss schedules that affect us beginning with 2012. It's a little tough to tell them to do anything in 2010 or 11, obviously, because we're not there yet. They did go to a full football schedule in the MIAA this coming in 2011, 11-game conference schedule. So they did make that philosophical decision at some point. So I would think that would be still would be consistent down the road. But, you know, there hasn't been any talks about the formation of the conference. I did see where Trev Alberts at UNO just said it. You know, it doesn't have to be traditional. We have to figure out, you know, some rotations and make it fair for everybody. And I think that's logical. Instead of just saying north, south, east, west, and, you know, you're above this sort of latitude, you're in the north, and below it, you're in the south. There may be ways to fluctuate some things and play with it and rotate it to make it even better. So I think they're looking to be creative. I think they're looking to go into 16 teams for a reason, and it's to help them stay good as a conference from a travel and a cost standpoint.
We touched on this briefly, discussing this earlier in the show. Was there any thought here that UNK wanted to stay attached with UNO and this was a way to do it?
That's not the driving force, and they are part of the conference. UNO was interested in this. You know, quite frankly, guys, I've been here 8 years now, and from year one, every year we have been approached in some way, shape, or fashion about joining the MIAA. I mean, in indirect ways, especially when Hayes left, they tried to make that almost into a package, and it didn't make sense at the time. Really, where a lot of this started was budget discussions here in the state of Nebraska. And the chancellor came back to me and said, you know, we need to figure out where we're investing our money and be very smart about where we're investing. And would we rather invest it in gasoline and travel or in student-athlete welfare and scholarships and program support? That rung with me through the whole process, guys, and really I never was able to satisfy that answer other than to say, obviously, we want to invest it in student-athlete welfare, Doug.
Right. Other than saying the mountains are a beautiful place to visit, yeah. Which they get.
Well, we haven't even talked, you know, about that aspect of the travel, but it's significant. The wear and tear on our student athletes was incredible, and man, they continue to perform. So it was time to take care of them.
John, this is something we brought up at the start of the show, or I brought up. Obviously, once you raise the playing field and the coaches' salaries are something that the coaches are going to want to address, at least to be on a competitive level. Is that something you'll also have to address in all this?
The salaries and coaching staffs and things?
Yes.
I think you got to look at total support of the program. It's inherent, you know, we're going to get out and be very effective in fundraising, very aggressive in fundraising toward this effort of making this conference move. And we're going to need some assistance and help, and there's no question about that, to be able to address the things you're talking about. I guess the best way to say it is that the study was very helpful that the NACTA consulting groups put together for us. And we have some very hard figures, and we know some numbers that we're working with now. And we know coaching staffs, and we know budgets, and we're gonna have to work toward that in some degree. It's not going to happen 100% 2012. But we have a game plan in place over that 3 to 5 year window where that's going to happen, and hopefully we're 2017 talking a whole lot different than we were here in 2010. And it seems like forever, but it's not too far at the same time. So.
I just hope we're all here in 2017.
I hope I am here. That's my goal of 2017. But you know, it's one that you gulp and swallow hard at. There's some things that are pretty scary at times, but it's not something. It's nothing that takes us away from what we believe in. We feel very strongly that Janser and I feel very strongly that this is the best route to go. Our staff's ready to go. Coaches are ready to go. They've asked a lot of the same tough questions. You know, they're intelligent people, and they know what they need to do. So they've been in my office, and they've been campaigning, and they've been giving us good, hard questions to think about. And we will. We'll address the issues that they've brought up. Moving forward, they feel that certain things are important recruiting-wise, admission-wise, budget-wise, and they're sharing all that information with me. They're not – you've talked to them. They're not shy people. Okay?
No, they're going to
fight for their program, and then I'm going to fight for UNK Athletics. So, you know, we're ready to get going, and we're putting together the presentation now and get to the Board of Regents on the 17th, and then hopefully move forward.
No problem with the Board of Regents.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I hope that it makes sense to them as much as it makes sense to us, and you know, I think we're go up there with due diligence and lay it out and answer their questions. And if anybody's got questions that we need to address, you know, moving forward, that's part of the reason you involve people in a process so they can have a say in that type of thing. And we're doing what we need to do to move forward. We're not moving forward without their support, obviously. So we think it's a sound plan and makes sense.
I'm talking football only, Doug, and I think Coach McBride, or I say Coach McBride,
you're
the leader of this whole deal. Athletic Director John McBride makes one push, and that's in 5 years. Not only will we be competing for an MIAA or have an opportunity to compete for a championship,
listen to him,
but a national championship. And that's the first time that can ever be said about the University of Nebraska-Kearney in football.
Well, if everything continues, I mean, definitely.
Put the quotation marks by Doug, or yeah. I mean by Daddy, Doug and Daddy. We're gonna be competitive, and we're going to be, you know, We won 13 of 15 championships in the league we're in. We could stay there and continue to win championships, but we still have the same travel issues and the same issues to deal with. It's not going to be as easy to be all sports champions in the MIAA. It isn't. But we're going to be fighting there, and we're going to be a factor in it.
I got to think there might be some complacency after winning 13 out of 15. I know I would be.
Well,
it gets old.
That's you. It never gets old being a winner. John McBride, Athletic Director at UNK, always gracious with his time. Let's let you move on to the next spot.
Thanks.
Of
it's
your
Steve
day.
On here. He's the one who's making some news.
Steve Fonberg is going to join us. John, thanks again. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys.
John McBride, Athletic Director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chancellor Doug Christensen is scheduled to join us later in the week, either tomorrow or Thursday, depending on his schedule. We'll start working on that right now. But we want to let you folks know that we are live at Apple Market here in Kearney with the Kearney Little League team getting ready to head off to Indianapolis this week for the Central Region Tournament. Their first game is Saturday. They got the hot dog stand set up. Stop by, grab lunch, bring the kids. Who doesn't love hot dogs? Hot dogs, chips, drinks. It's going to take care of everybody. Free will donation. Come by and see them right here on Highway 30. And Daddy will match that times a couple. So let's see if we can help the kids out as they hopefully can continue to win and maybe get to Williamsport for the Little League World Series. We need to take a break. Steve Sponberg is going to join us because the Kearney Runs the Seniors are playing well as well. We've got more to talk about after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. You've heard me talk about GoToMeeting.com. It's the easiest and most convenient way to host online meetings from your PC and Mac. Exciting news, now you can even take it to go on the iPad tablet. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, has a free app built specifically for the iPad. With GoToMeeting.com and your iPad, you can attend online meetings on the go, at a cafe, in a hotel, wherever you are. Just download the GoToMeeting app and join sessions on your iPad tablet in seconds. Connect the audio through your iPad or over the phone. I highly recommend GoToMeeting. These days, it's about saving time and saving money. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for a month. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. Save time and money. GoToMeeting.com now on your iPad tablet.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Get your motor running. Looking for adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Kearney Yamaha now during our annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure.
We'll see some shower and storm activity affect the area early on today with some redevelopment activity possible later in the day as well. With high temperatures in the mid-80s, northeast winds will stay at 5 to 15. Back to 69 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, don't forget that Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is still coming up on the program today. We are live at Grand Central Apple Market here in Kearney with the Kearney Little Leaguers. We're going to be talking with their manager, Mike Koski, here in just a couple of moments. Danny, they're not the only team that is going to be busy playing baseball out of state this week from the area.
No, and we're pleased to be joined by Coach Steve Spomberg right now. Coach is the senior Legion team here, the runs of senior Legion team here. And Coach, obviously you wanted to win that state playoff game. Came up a little bit short. Kids really rallied back in that one. That gave you some excitement late in the game. But now you're off to a regional. Congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful year.
Well, thank you very much, Tony. It's the kids have done a great job for us all year, and I know that's a cliche, but they have worked hard, and we started in April and felt like our expectations were good. We thought we could have a good team. Didn't envision it being quite as good as it was with our record, but to get to the state tournament, play well, and then, like I said, we had a great support from the area of Kearney. They had a great crowd out there. We wish we could have sent them home with a smile on their face, but unfortunately, give them a lot of credit. Papillion South played very well and deserved to win the game.
We need to bust them up and send them down to Missouri.
Well, that's exactly right. But, yeah, we're looking forward to that and see how we represent. I think our kids will represent the state well. It's hard to tell what you're going to run into there. I know it's going to be very good baseball. There's no question about that. But the regional and the central states in Missouri may not be quite what it is in Texas and some of those down there because a lot of those teams have played a lot of baseball for a long period of time. So, but we're looking forward to it. I think our kids will give a great effort, and we just hope that we can be competitive now.
Obviously, these kids have an opportunity to represent at the junior level. To go on to the only time in recent memory, at least for me, maybe there's been other junior regional tournaments. And that was after really straining a pitching staff, playing all these days in a row. They were able to win and put on a great performance, win one-run game after one-run game, and really represent then. Just seeing that one time, that's got to give these kids confidence, even if, you know, maybe they shouldn't have any going down there.
Well, I think that's definitely helpful. You know, and Brad Archer does a great job with our juniors, and they've had a great program down there. And they've been through a state tournament. I think that definitely helped us, you know, when we went to the state tournament. Kids have been down there and played, and even though it's the next level, and obviously the talent level increases every time that you go, but by playing in the regional that they did, and again, it hasn't been something that the juniors have done for just a couple of years, and they didn't do anything this year with that. So hopefully that'll be a help to us down there. And like I said, they've played other teams that they didn't know a lot about. We've done that some during the course of the year when we've played out-of-state teams in some of the tournaments, but you know, like we've told our kids, we have to play our game. We have to pitch, keep the ball in and around the strike zone. We have to defend well, and that was something that we made some mistakes the other night against Papillion South, and they made us pay, and that's what will happen at the regionals if we don't do a better job. And then we got to swing the bats, and we've hit the ball pretty well through the state tournament. Not as well the other day, but give Papillion South pitcher a lot of credit. And but if we can do that, we think we can at least be competitive down there.
Carney Runza coach Steve Sponberg joins us here on the Doug and Danny Show, and I guess no matter if it's the district tournament, the state tournament, the regional tournament, you're going to see, no matter who you play, their best. You're going to see the number one. You got Minot, North Dakota, the North Dakota champion, coming up on Thursday. So you can't scout these teams, but you know you're going to see their number one. It seems to me the mentality always has been, if you can get out of that first game, anything is possible.
Well, and that's what we've talked to our kids about. We're going to start Chandler Clutie, who's been our best pitcher, and he threw the other night and wasn't as sharp as some games, but he's definitely secured the number one spot. So like you said, you need to win that first game. You need to get that first run. I know there'll be some jitters down there, irregardless of how many games we've played, but when you get into a tournament like that, if we can get the first run and maybe that will be contagious. We went back in 90 and were able to do that. We won our first couple ball games and then ran into some very good teams, and I think the difference in perhaps the state of Nebraska and that we have probably the most Legion posts of any state in the nation. And so we get two representatives where a lot of them get one and they become a combination of, you know, four or five larger school teams. So, but it's still the same thing. They got to throw strikes. They got to defend. And if we can hit the ball, get on the scoreboard early and let those jitters get out and just kind of play the game, we think that we can be competitive.
Are there phone calls made to find out anything about this team? If you want that 3-4 hitter, do not throw a fastball because it'll kill you every time?
Well, we've talked to some people in Omaha that have not necessarily played Minot, but have played in tournaments where they've been in. So I've talked to a few guys, and although they haven't scouted them directly, they've seen them and kind of talked to me to about two or three. I think this is a team that's about 34-17. They're a team, from what I understand, that kind of won in an upset in their state championship against Bismarck, who had a 40-9 record.
Darn,
but obviously, yeah, that hurt. Makes me feel bad, too, I'll tell you. But obviously have to be playing very good baseball right now to get there. So, you know, we've got to come out. We've got to have to play our game. And if we do that, then I think we have an opportunity.
What about one of the reasons that we are here is because of the little leaguers. Boy, you have to smile. I don't know if you're going to be coaching 10 or 12 more years, but you have to be smiling when you can see the success that the entire community is having.
Well, and it's great for these kids. What a great experience to go up to Indianapolis and see how they fare with the best teams in a similar regional that we're in, talking to some of them down here. And this is the bloodline of our program, and it has been for a number of years. I've been here a lot of years, but the Kearney Little League program has always been, you know, very, very solid and has always competed very well. They've got great volunteers that help them and people that have run their program for a number of years. So, you know, I'm not stupid enough to think that I'm – doing all the job. I mean, it's everybody down here. The Kearney Little League, their daytime program, all the way up through our junior level and then there. So for these kids, they're going to represent, I know, our state extremely well, too. They'll go up there, and they have a rare opportunity to not only win that, but maybe go to the World Series, which I don't think any Kearney team's ever done. So you never know how it'll play out, but in the same token, this is an experience that they'll be able to live with for a number of years. I used to coach in the Little League program about 100 years ago, so I know what it's like, and I wish them the best of luck, and I think they'll have a great time.
How many suitcases did you pack?
I packed a bag and a half, so I plan on washing things, and I don't carry a lot of stuff, so I'm hopeful not to come back here, and we'd love to go to Spokane, Washington, but that's a lot of games away right now, and we just have to play them one at a time.
Coach, you know, when you guys were playing College World Series, and we hang out with some of your buddies, and did you ever think, you look ahead 30, 40 years, thinking you'd still be putting baseball pants on every day of your life in the summer?
No, I really haven't, but I probably haven't growing up yet. You know what I mean? I teach PE and still have a good time. But, yeah, I just ran into some people down here where we used to go to Dryden Park, play every weekend, and still enjoy doing it.
Every weekend?
Almost every weekend.
Every day?
Every day. So. But it was a great time, and I still see a lot of these kids, and I think that's the thing as far as the coaching. Having been here a long time, no matter where we go, I run into some people that we played against or we played for. So I've drawn some great relationships from there, and those will always be valued by me.
Coach, safe travels. We'll keep an eye on you. We'll keep our ear open. We'll be listening, and we wish you the best of luck, and we'll keep bugging you as you keep winning.
Well, I hope I keep talking to you then if that's the case. So, but thanks for having me on the show, and you guys do a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank
Steve Spodberg, outstanding coach of the Kearney Renzo program. It's really a baseball day for Kearney all along the way. The juniors, the seniors, now the little leaguers doing so many great things. Come by and see Coach Sponge and all the little leaguers that are here. We're going to talk with their manager, Mike Koski, in just a moment. We are at the Apple Market in Kearney, where the Kearney Little Leaguers getting ready to go to Indianapolis. They'll be here until 1 o'clock with their hot dog stand, hot dog, drinks, chips. It's a free will donation. Help the kids kind of fulfill their dream and take care of things as they head to Indianapolis for their first game Saturday at 11 against Iowa.
What an opportunity. What an opportunity for all these kids, whether it be at this 11 and 12-year-old level or whether it be at the Legion level. But a lot more baseball to be played, hopefully, for both of these teams.
Well, we'll talk with Mike Koski with the Kearney Little Leaguers. We're going to continue our Doug and Daddy show right after this sports update here on ESPN Radio.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN, Superstation, Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. At the Class B State American Legion Baseball Tournament in Schuyler last night, Holdridge beat Dwight Valparaiso 5-0. Gehring got by Omaha Roncalli 7-6, and Gretna shut out Nebraska City 10-0. Today, Holdridge will play Nebraska City at 4, followed by Gehring against Gretna at 7. St. Paul has been eliminated from the Class C State American Legion Baseball Tournament at Tri-County. Clay Taylor threw a one-hitter as Elkhorn Mount Michael beat St. Paul 11-0. Taylor struck out 9, walked none. St. Paul ends the season at 21-12. The Hastings Runza baseball team is getting ready for the Midwest Plains Regional Baseball Tournament that gets underway on Friday in Minot, North Dakota. Hastings will play the Colorado State Champions at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. The championship game of the double elimination tournament is set for Tuesday. Citing travel differences, University of Nebraska Kearney Chancellor Doug Christensen said yesterday that UNK will seek admission to the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association. The MIAA currently includes the University of Nebraska at Omaha and schools in both Missouri and Kansas. The Lopers have been a member of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference since 1994, winning the RMAC All-Sports Trophy for 13 of the past 15 years. But UNK's shortest trip in the RMAC is 346 miles to Chadron State. 7 MIAA schools are within that radius. If approved, the change will be effective with the 2012-2013 season. And Nebraska's senior quarterback, Prince Amukamara, is among 35 players named to the 2010 Jim Thorpe Award preseason watch list. The award goes each year to the best defensive back in college football. In June, Amukamara and teammate Jared Crick were among 74 players named to the Bronco Nagurski Trophy watch list. That award goes to the nation's top defensive player. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
The Doug and Denny Show rolls on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Apple Market here in Kearney, with the Kearney Little Leaguers getting ready to leave for Indianapolis coming up this weekend. They'll be playing in the regional tournament, and they'll be taking on champions from all over the place, like Iowa and Minnesota and Missouri, and trying to head on to the Little League World Series. So best of luck to them. Stop by. Their hot dog stand is up. They've got the hot dogs. They've got the drinks, pop, water on a toasty day like this. Stop by. We're on the parking lot here at Apple Market. This would be the southeast corner, Daddy. Southeast corner, you informed me.
Yeah, so we're pleased right now, Douglas. So I just got through enjoying a hot dog, by the way, and manager of the shocking 12-year-old team, Mike Koski, joins us on the Doug and Dash Show. Mike, thanks so much for stopping by, and congratulations. A wonderful run these kids have made.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for stopping by here and helping the kids out.
Well, we're looking forward to hopefully getting to see a little bit of these kids on the TV. Obviously, how many have you talked with your coaching staff? How many challenges will you make once you get to Williamsport?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is just to have fun, kids.
We're hoping there was, just joking a little bit there yesterday. They announced that there's going to be some more instant replay once they get to Williamsport. It was kind of a big deal on all the talk shows yesterday on TV. But before you get there, you've got to get through equally good teams. I guess let's start from the beginning with folks that know that there's Little League and kids baseball. There's different names for different organizations, but everybody knows Little League. Everybody knows the Little League World Series. Where did this all start with this group of kids? Because I know a bunch of them have been playing together since they were old enough to knock the ball off the tee.
Yeah, we've got 13 kids on the team. And like you said, yeah, there's a lot of different brands out there of baseball, you know, with Babe Ruth and Little League and U-Triple-S-A. But I just feel glad that Kearney's stuck with Little League. And for the most part, I think we're a close-knit community, and a lot of kids do participate in Little League. And hopefully these kids can see a little bit of a reward for sticking with Little League up until they're 12, because all these kids are 12 and there's two 11-year-olds. So,
Mike, you mentioned the journey to get here throughout the state, Little League. You've got to win the state of Nebraska, obviously, to represent Nebraska. Who did you have to go through to do that?
We played Omaha North Side first, and then we beat them, and then we played Omaha Hillside, and then we played Blair, and we beat them. And Blair was the state champion last year, and they went 4-0 in pool play last year at Indianapolis. So we felt really excited after we beat Blair. And then so Blair came to the loser's bracket after they beat, golly, I think it was Keystone. And then so we had to play Blair again, and we beat them. So that's when the celebrating started.
And you know what, Daddy? The scores were 16-0, 15-2, 9-3, and 8-1. So there were really no sweaty, chatter, you know, nervous moments, but I assume we're going to see once we get down to the Little League, if your pitcher can stand up, that's usually how things go. Tell us about these kids, and I mean, you could break every one of them down, and I don't want you to do that, but do you know who's going to get that first start on Saturday morning?
I think we won't change much as we went to the state tournament as we will here in regionals. We'll go with Zach Blasco on the hill first. Give him the ball, just like we did at the state tournament. And he's pretty efficient. He's right around the zone. He can pound the zone pretty hard. And that, for Little League, that's the key right there, is being efficient, because you're limited to 85 pitches as a maximum. So
big kids as far as Danny Almonte size or what? Who's the biggest kid on this team?
Well, it's Roseberry, ain't it?
Good Lord, we got a couple guys that are pretty big, and we got Ty Roseberry, and Zach's pretty tall himself, and Bo Dakey, and there's some guys that play pretty hard.
Well, and Danny, I don't think we've touched on this yet. These are the members of the team: Andrew Wegner, Ryan Koski, Cameron Moore, Keegan Huerta, Chase Hunt, Zach Glasgow, Creighton Hammock, Cody Bohr, Alex Harris, Bo Dakey, Austin Murray, Ty Roseberry, and Tucker Morris. And coaches Colton Albrecht, Scott Glasgow, and Mike Koski, the manager of this crew. So those are the kids that that we are talking about. I would only imagine we're going to get nervous getting ready for this. You guys, as adults, are nervous. Do the kids get nervous? Are they too young to get nervous about these kind of things? And it's still a lot of jumping around and horsing around and having fun?
Yeah, I'd classify it more as jumping around and being nerd-like. yep. And Coach Day talked to the boys Sunday night, and he gave them a few things and from his experience, and, you know, just basically play hard and be easy and, you know, have fun, really.
Yeah, that's what it's about at this age, I think. You know, you get to 11- and 12-year-old baseball. How many of these kids, Mike, you know, everybody, you know, this translate into the higher level? You know, some kids get burned out after this age and don't go on. Do you see that happening, or you see most of these kids continue their baseball career on out?
I think the passion is still there right now. It's just at a high level right now with all the things that are happening, and I just hope it'll just snowball into the next year and the next year for the kids as they progress through baseball in their years to come.
Mike Koski with us here for just another minute. Kearney Little League, the all-star team. Kearney Little Leaguers are headed to the Central Regional Tournament. Their first game Saturday against Iowa is at 11 o'clock. They go pool play Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota. Top four teams go to the single elimination tournament, and then whoever survives heads off to Williamsport. You're not playing baseball 24 hours a day while you're there. Do you know some of the things or other activities that the kids will be taking part in?
I do not know for sure, but I talked to one of the gentlemen that's one of our two tournament hosts. Each team has a host, and he said he was going to get some things together for the kids to do, and you know, he named off a bunch of things they're going to look at, so I really haven't seen what they have set up for us. But yeah, the kids will be pretty busy, and I guess you don't want to keep them cooped up in the facility 24 hours a day there, so they do have some things lined up, but I haven't heard the things yet.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck in Indianapolis, and hopefully things go well on to that next stop that everybody wants to see.
Thank you very much, guys.
Best of luck. Again, they get things underway on the field this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. against Iowa. And I think by the end of the day, we'll put up a link on our website how you can keep up to date with what's going on out there, because there's a lot of slashes and dots and things. But littleleague.org/series will get you started. And I'm sure you can find the Central Region, littleleague.org/series. And we'll get that website up on our website a little bit later on this afternoon at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Danny Watkins from Baylor, we're going to hear that interview here before we wrap up the show. We've also got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number, and we will throw Troutman's Tuesday Trivia your way when we come back.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
You're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
The kids want to go out to play, the dog wants to run around the yard, and you want a beautiful-looking lawn. We're BioGreen, and you should get to know us for residential and commercial lawn service. At BioGreen, we use all-natural products so we can treat your yard, and you can enjoy it right away. Fertilization, landscape nutrition, let BioGreen spray, and you can play. Ask us about weed control. Call 308-708-1747 or log on to BioGreen.com. Serving the Tri-City area, we're BioGreen. Get to know us.
Let's take a look at where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film.
at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in giant screen theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Super Screen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KLN KGIN Television and by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9, KHS Radio, Hastings Link 1230 AM, and ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Bob. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
I'm not comfortable with this. I think Jason should go to college now. I don't want him putting this off. He's already talked to a recruiter. Could you just talk some sense into
it? I understand, but I think if you just listen to him, you'll see. His decision makes a whole lot of sense. He wants to go to college right now, but he also wants to serve. That's why he's been talking to a National Guard recruiter.
The National Guard gives young men and women the unique opportunity to serve their country and communities part-time while they attend college.
You know, we've also got to figure out how we're going to pay for all this. The way things are these days, tuition, room and board, they're through the roof. And with our finances...
No, honey, don't worry. He's worked that out with the Guard recruiter, too.
Plus, with the National Guard scholarship and other financial benefits, college students can graduate debt-free. Get to know what serving in the National Guard can do for your son or daughter. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nebraska National Guard, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
The regular season begins to wind down.
The race for divisional titles and wild card berths heats up.
Is a ball game being played each day?
Listen for the game of the week every Sunday night on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
Swing and a drive deep to right field. This one is gone, a home run.
And we'll bring you playoff action as well.
Plus the World Series
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We sort of sent a message on that one.
1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll have partial sunshine for the forecast area this afternoon. A chance for scattered showers and storms. Northeast winds 5 to 15 with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, chance for scattered showers and storms. Currently, it is 81.
Oh, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you can call now at 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Well, we're here at Apple Market, Grand Central, Kearney, with the hot dog stand with the Kearney Little Leaguers. Stop by, free will donation for hot dogs, chips, and a drink. Maybe you're going to have a soda. Maybe you're going to have a big old water. Daddy loved the water. I think he's had a soda and a water since we've been here. So those have been doing okay for you?
No, I need more water and more fluids.
That's it? More fluids from you?
More fluids. Hot day.
So here's what's going on. Stop by, give a little donation, help the kids off to Indianapolis, and let's do a Troutman's Tuesday Trivia Little League question. Last year, the United States won the Little League World Series in Williamsport. What state was the victorious team from? What state was the Little League World Series champion from last year? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Merritt will take your call off the air and get us a $25 gift card to one of the listeners for Troutman's quality meats.
Let me throw this out there. It was not Delaware.
It was not. Daddy says it was not Delaware. Hey, we told you yesterday that the Nebraska women released their basketball schedule. Once again, they'll have an exhibition game with UNK that is scheduled at the Devaney Center on Sunday, November the 7th, a 2:05 tip time. Tickets went on sale this morning for the Nebraska volleyball team. Single game tickets, you can go to Huskers.com or phone 1-800-8-BIG-RED, 800-8-BIG-RED. It hasn't taken them long to sell out, and in fact, at last check, it didn't say that they had sold out, but you never know. They're usually pretty quick about selling things out when it comes to the Nebraska volleyball tickets, but you can check Huskers.com for more information on that. Also, the men's and women's all-academic teams for track, field, and cross-country for the University of Nebraska release. There's a couple Kearney kids on that, including Nate Polachik on the boys' side and Erica Hammock on the girls' side. Jade Hodson of Hastings is also on the girls' list. So congratulations to them. The UNK track and cross country alumni putting together a golf scramble to benefit their teams. The event takes place this Saturday at the Elks Country Club at 1 o'clock. For more information, go to lopers.com. They'd like to get your registrations in by tomorrow so that they know how many teams to plan for. And folks, go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the poll question, should UNK join the MIAA? All you have to do is go to the Sun Heat Hot Topic. And it's hot here at Apple Market when you're sitting on the old sidewalk on the parking lot. But a beautiful summer day. Should UNK join the MIAA? We would like your thoughts on the subject. Our last poll question, who you think will win the Big 12 South this year? Oklahoma, 56%. Texas, 38%. A couple of votes in there for Texas A&M as well. Daddy and I both picked Oklahoma, didn't we?
Yep, Oklahoma was on top of my ballot along with yours.
Well, Big Ten Media Days, Daddy, continued, and Merritt evidently no winner yet, huh?
No, we got a winner. It's Bill from Kearney.
Well, Bill from Kearney knew that the Little League World Series champion from last year came from the state of California. Chula Vista, a winner last year over Taipei 6-3, so congratulations. Big Ten yesterday, Wisconsin coach Brent Bielema still wants to play Nebraska in that last game of the season. Tom Osborne made a few comments. Jim Delaney says there will be a championship game next year, and it looks like they would go to a 9-team conference schedule as soon as about 2013, 3 or 4 years. Tony, they're talking about playing this 9-game conference schedule, and they've already commented that it probably won't set well with the coaches. The reason they want to do that is right now, like in the Big 12, you play everybody on your side and half the other side. That's 8 teams. They're afraid that they may lose some rivalries. You know what? Too bad. We lost Oklahoma with expansion. Big Ten, you're going to lose somebody. You can't do that because it is going to hurt having that 3 home games. Nebraska won't always be able to have 3 home non-conference games, and some of the powers like Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State can't like that at all.
Well, I think the one major rivalry you're talking about, and if you're in Big Ten country, people may start shooting in emails and phone calls to the program, but yeah, it's Ohio State, Michigan. That they can go out of their way if that's the one as you look at it from the outside looking in, if they want to keep it.
But you're going to keep them in the same division anyway. Don't get too quirky with making up divisions that people are going to laugh at and that don't work. You know what? If you lose the Michigan State Purdue game or the Northwestern Michigan game, big whoop. If your rival happens to be from the other side, I can't see that. I mean, that can't be more than the case for one deal.
Right.
And take that into consideration then when you're making the divisions. And for God's sakes, don't make Nebraska-Penn State the rivalry game. I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. That'd be great to play Penn State every other year, just like we do with Texas and A&M and Tech and Oklahoma. Don't make it too difficult, guys.
Iowa and Wisconsin, they've been pleading for that. Coach Bielema has, so let's get on board with him and let's make that the rivalry game at the end of the year, and hey, we're good to go.
Well, yeah, one at the beginning and one at the end. Why not get Iowa in there as the first or second game, Wisconsin the last game, the day after Thanksgiving? It works for us if they want it. I mean, again, don't make it too hard. Nebraska wants it. Wisconsin wants it. There you go. Make it done. Nobody else has stood out and said, hey, let's do it. We are live at Apple Market here in Kearney with the Kearney Little League. Stop by at their hot dog stand. Get a hot dog. Get a soda. Get some chips. It's a free will donation. They're headed off to Indianapolis for the Little League Central Regional, which begins on Saturday. And right now it's time for our Big 12 football preview, and that is going to be Danny Watkins from Baylor. Interesting young man, 25-year-old, who's only played 3 years of football in his life, yet he's a starting offensive tackle for Baylor. and he's a kid out of Canada that actually was a firefighter. An interesting story, Danny.
Yeah, it certainly is. Never had any intent to play football growing up. Didn't even know much about the game growing up. A little bit of rugby, and that was about it, I think. But went to junior college, and it was steered him the right way. And now it'll be interesting to see where football leads him after this year.
And our Big 12 Media Day coverage exclusively on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Whether you're dozing in a lazy boy or a lane recliner or watching the pennant races or golf or getting ready for the college and NFL season, they've got what you need. Rest and relaxation begins by seeing Doug and Michael Bruce and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, and Hastings. Here's our chance to catch up with Baylor's Danny Watkins. Big 12 Conference Football Media Days and Baylor Bear Talk coming up next here. And Danny Watkins is going to join us at offensive tackle. But, Danny, again, there's always some interesting stories down here. Some of the guys that maybe you haven't heard a lot about, those seem to be the most interesting because then all of a sudden you hear a lot about them. I think that's the case here.
Well, I think maybe for 99.4% of the players that come to Big 12 Media Days, they started playing football when they were in peewee leagues. It's just something very natural in the second, third grade. Danny, on the other hand, didn't know about football, or very little about it, till he was much, much older. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Danny. Tell the folks a little bit about your background.
I definitely didn't start playing football in the Pee Wee League there. No, I got hired with the fire department right out of high school, and thought that I'd be doing that the rest of my life, and decided to go to a school in California that was going to kind of help my career in the fire department, and went down there, and a buddy of mine said, well, you should meet the football coaches. You're a big guy. And I thought, why would I want to waste my time with football? And he said, well, you can probably do things with, go places with football. And I thought, okay, well, we'll give it a go, and went down to California and met the football coaches, and they said, well, we want you to play left tackle. And I thought, okay, well, that's, maybe I'll get some touchdowns or something. I didn't really know what the position meant, but I was a little disappointed the first practice. Wasn't going to be doing much of the whole touchdown thing, but played two seasons there, had a really good time, had some football scholarships, took some recruiting trips, came to Baylor, met Coach Briles and JD, and knew right away that this was the place for me.
I guess when you come out of Canada and football's a little bit different there, when you showed up at California and the first thing that they, when they first brought you into the office, what was that conversation like? I mean, you kind of joked on it a little bit, but what was that like, and what made you say, okay, I'll give this a try? What made the coaches think that a guy that had never played football could play football for them?
I mean, I played a lot of hockey and rugby growing up. I mean, that was the thing to do. And then with the fire department, you're required to stay in really good shape. And you know, I played intramural hockey on the side and rugby, but nothing serious. But, you know, they had told me that, you know, just having that stellar athletic build and being able to move the way I did, they said that I could possibly make a career out of football. And I thought, oh, you're nuts. What are you talking about? And they're like, well, you could maybe even get a Division I scholarship. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I didn't really think too much about it. And it's kind of funny how it all transpired.
How long till it clicked? I mean, how long till you felt comfortable?
I mean, I think I'm not comfortable, but I'm comfortable not being comfortable, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
I mean, I think it's when you get comfortable is when you get lackadaisy, and I don't think there's any place for that being a left tackle. So, I mean, every day I go out there trying to get stronger, faster, better, and, you know, that's my mindset.
Danny Watkins of the Baylor Bears joins us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show in Nebraska. And from Canada to firefighter to Waco, Texas, what do your teammates think about this whole situation? I mean, obviously you're fitting in, or it would be a different deal. Everybody knows there's no fakes when it comes to college football at the Division I level. What's it like blending in, and do they kid you quite a bit about being the old man firefighter, or how's that work?
I mean, they don't give me too hard of a time about being a little older, but, you know, definitely, you know, people, what you can tell that some of the guys are a little stressed out before a game, and you know, I just tell them, you know, there's more things in life to worry about being stressed out about. And, you know, that's just life experience, too, you know, running into a burning building, that's life and death. And this is a football game, but, you know, it's something to take definitely very serious, and that's not something that I take very idle at all. But, you know, and I have a lot of fun with the guys, too. Get along real well with them. And you know, I have I brought fire tape, caution tape with me, and I'll tape up some of the guys' lockers and their cars, and you know, we'll do whatever. So it's, you know, I have a good time.
What when you're protecting? Do people realize the type of athlete that Robert Griffin is, being the world class sprinter that he is, and doing the things he did on the track first of all, before that transition to the football field? You're the left tackle. You're his biggest protector.
You know,
do they understand that, where you're from?
It's still clicking in with me still. So, I mean, people in Canada, I mean, football isn't very big there, you know. And I had to explain to my mom, I'm like, I'm the quarterback's insurance policy, right? So, you know, like I said, it's something I take really serious. You know, people in Canada, hockey's the real big thing, but, you know, I just got drafted by the CFL. And, you know, I think it was definitely a shock to me because I got a phone call from my mom, which is, oh, by the way, you just got drafted in the first round of the CFL. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good news. So, I mean, it was a big deal because everyone that we knew was watching that draft. Because, you know, it's hockey is the big thing, and the next big thing is football there, the CFL, right? So, you know, it's definitely an honor and a privilege to have that. So it's kind of funny how things have transpired.
Is this something you want to continue to pursue? Do you enjoy it? Was it a way to get through schooling? Do you want to play in the CFL? Or, heck, if things work out, maybe you're going to be playing in the U.S. on Sundays.
I mean, that'd be great. You know, both would be unreal. You know, whether I want to ride this out as long as I can. You know, I'm having a really good time with it. So, you know, whether it's in the U.S. or in Canada, you know, I'm going to just ride it out as long as I can.
You know, people go to college for the experience and the atmosphere on Saturdays. That plays into the college experience. Where's your favorite place, away game, that you've been to play a Saturday football game for the Baylor Bears?
You know, your first college football game is something you'll never forget. So, I mean, Oklahoma was definitely the loudest, but Wake Forest was, you know, just that whole experience is something you never forget.
So take us through the football team this year. We've talked a lot about you and how you've got to this point. What about what you're expecting out of the football team this year for Baylor?
You know, I mean, on defense, we lost a couple key guys, you know, but, you know, I feel that, you know, we've made big gains there just in recruiting in the weight room. You know, Mason, you know, he's going to be a presence this year. I think he's going to be a stud. Tracy Robinson, they moved him to a tackle. And then Big Phil, you know, I think just those three guys alone are going to be something else. You know, Zach Scotton, he's super strong. You know, been going against him, so you make each other better. Tevin Elliott, you know, he's probably the fastest guy we got. You know, he's unreal. And you know, I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do. And, I mean, on the offense, you know, I've had a really good time working with Cam Coffle, that left guard. You know, I've definitely built a really good rapport with him. You know, I think we took a step back losing JD, but I feel we've taken two steps forward with Phil stepping in there. You know, he's an athletic guy. We moved Ivory to tackle. You know, I think he's a better suited tackle than he is guard. Real athletic. And you know, we got John Jones. You know, he's been here right from the get-go. He knows the offense better than anyone. So, you know, I think we're looking good.
You know, he went through the offensive line there, Doug, and, you know, for not understanding football real well, I think it's pretty much built into Danny Watkins that it all starts up front. If you guys are going to be successful, it's those guys.
Well, absolutely. You know, if it wasn't for the five of us up front, you know, there wouldn't have much of a run game or a pass game at all, right? So it all starts with us.
Well, they've got some winnable games to start off their season, and in fact, if you're going to break it down, you guys have to get off to a good start if you hope to get to the goals that you have of being bowl eligible and getting out of the cellar in the South.
We do, and I think that that first game is going to get us rolling. So, you know, we have to be focused every week and not take anything idle. That's for sure.
Is there a fire hat? You got a helmet in your locker? Not a football helmet, but you got a fire helmet in there. You got anything that's a little stranger in your locker than some of the other guys would have?
No, it's just I keep mine a little cleaner than most in case my mom comes.
He has got more experience than most of the Baylor players of life, but probably not near as much experience as they do as far as years in football and the snaps that they've made. But he has made himself into starting Division I football player, left tackle of the Baylor Bears. Danny Watkins, thanks for giving us some time. It was a great listening to your story, and we look forward to watching you and the Bears.
Appreciate it.
Take care. And our Big 12 previews brought to you by Bruce Furniture. It's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams. Like good dreams, a home will be just right for you. That is the promise of Bruce Furniture in downtown Kearney and Holdridge and on South Marion Road in Hastings. And again, if you miss any of this, and a very interesting interview there, we thought, with Danny Whitlock there. And tomorrow we're going to have another one, Jaleel Brown of Colorado. Real interesting kid as well. Some well-spoken, intelligent young athletes that we got to talk to. And Tony, Danny Watkins from Baylor, an interesting kid.
Yeah, you know, I think he was one of those kids that didn't know what to expect. We got the media days, but he had a lot of fun with it. There was always a smile on his face from the time he got there till the time he left. You know, he's enjoyable to be around and fun to catch up and hear his story.
Well, Merritt, anything else we need to talk about today, or should we get on out of here?
I think we can get on out of here.
All right, let's do it. Congratulations to Bill from Troutman's Tuesday Trivia winner from Kearney. We remind you that the Kearney Little Leaguers are here until just after 1 or until the line dies down at Apple Market here in Kearney, just east of a Walgreens on Highway 30. Stop by and see them. Their hot dog stand is set up. They're raising funds because this week they head to the Central Region of the Little League Tournament in Indianapolis. If they can advance there, they go to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. We'll get that website up on our website at ESPNSuperStation.com. Later this afternoon. Want to thank Mike Koski and all the folks here with Kearney Little League for joining us on the show today. Steve Fonberg from Kearney Runza, Athletic Director at UNK, John McBride. Thanks for his extended time for joining us on the show today. Noah Keller, the Kearney High graduate and senior Ohio linebacker, and of course, our interview with Danny Watkins from Baylor. Tomorrow or Thursday, Doug Christensen is set to join us. Also tomorrow, Jaleel Brown, the corner from Colorado, will be our Big 12 feature.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you then. ESPN Radio, 1416 Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.